Report: Donald Trump to sit down with Tucker Carlson in lieu of first Republican presidential debate. By Hannah Blow on August 18, 2023. Former President Donald Trump will skip the first Republican National Committee (RNC) primary debate, according to reports. A New York Times report reveals that Trump plans to skip the debate following months of speculation. Instead, according to the report, Trump plans to sit down for an interview with none other than former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. A great irony, given that the debate will be moderated by two Fox News personalities, Brett Baier and Martha McCallum. Per the Times. In the past 24 hours, Mr. Trump has told people close to him that he has made up his mind and will skip the debate in Milwaukee, according to two of the people briefed on the matter. The timing of the interview with Mr. Carlson remains unclear. But if it goes ahead as currently planned, the debate night counter-programming would serve as an act of open hostility. Trump also indicated Friday that he would not participate in the debate, writing on Truth Social. Many people are asking whether or not I will be doing the debates. All Americans have been clamoring for a president of extremely high intelligence. As everyone is aware, my poll numbers, over a wonderful field of Republican candidates, are extraordinary. In fact, I am leading the runner-up, whoever that may now be, by more than 50 points. Reagan didn't do it, and neither did others. People know my record, one of the best ever, so why would I debate? I'm your man. Make America great again. This has been a long time coming, as Trump cast doubt on participating in the debate during an exclusive interview with Breitbart News in July, asserting it could be foolish to do so when he is so ahead in the polls. "I haven't totally made a decision," Trump said at the time. "I like the debates. I might be here because of the debates. I might have won against Hillary with the debates. And I might have gotten the nomination because of the debates," Trump said when asked if he had made his mind up about attending. "But when you're leading by 50 and 60 points against these people, and you have people at 0 and 1 and 2, and then they're going to be asking me hostile questions, and they probably won't have much of an audience if I'm not in the debates, according to what I read. If I'm not in the debates, then they're not going to have a very big audience. It seems almost like it would be foolish to do them." Trump also defended himself from likely critics who believe he should participate, pointing to others in the past who chose not to participate. "Reagan didn't do them. Other people didn't do them," Trump said. "I don't know that I should be doing it, to be up against a hostile network with hostile people that are polling at zero. I mean, they don't have any votes. One of them actually had a zero with an arrow pointing left. I'm trying to figure out what that means. It probably means they have too many votes, you know, like the election. But they're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe, and I'm in the 60s. I see a poll the other day, I'm at 78, and you have people at 0. I feel it's sort of foolish to be doing it," Trump added. "I think it could be stupid, it could be a stupid thing to do. But I have not made up a decision. I don't mind doing them. I like to do them, I enjoy them, actually, and I think they're a good thing. But when you're leading somebody by 50 or 60 points, I think doing it might be foolish." Exclusive: Trump, sort of foolish to do first GOP debate with lead since Fox News hostile network. Donald Trump Jr. expressed similar sentiments when asked if his father should participate in the first debate. "Listen, I'm torn on it. I mean, the meme general in me wants to see it because I know he'll do great," he told Breitbart News. "At the same time, am I gonna give, you know, Asa Hutchinson, polling at 0.01%, you know, Chris Christie, polling at 1%, you know, a 3-hour window too, basically, crap all over you?" Video: Donald Trump Jr., "I'm torn on father participating in RNC debate." Trump also revealed that he would not sign the RNC's pledge to support the eventual nominee, one of the RNC's requirements to participate in the debate. He told Newsmax's Eric Bolling, "I have a problem with the debate for another reason. I wouldn't sign the pledge. Why would I sign a pledge if there are people on there that I wouldn't have? I wouldn't have certain people as, you know, somebody that I'd endorse. So, they want you to sign a pledge, but I can name 3 or 4 people that I wouldn't support for president. So there is a problem right there. Watch, Trump, I won't sign RNC pledge to endorse GOP nominee. 3 or 4 people that I wouldn't support." Let them debate so I can see who I might consider for vice president, Trump exclaimed in a July 31 Truth Social post, furthering speculation of his future intentions. The decision coincides with a recent American Pulse survey, which showed Trump leading the GOP field with 58% support. It also found over three-quarters of likely Republican presidential primary voters revealing that they will either definitely or probably watch the first Republican debate, taking place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on August 23. When asked if they want to see Trump participate, most, 59.3%, said they would. However, over a quarter, 27.8%, believe it would be better for Trump to sit out. Another 12.8% remain unsure.